And now more news from in and around the city. To continue the inevitable Christmas theme, Santa Paws comes to the Forum. News that Royal Mail is Santa's little helper and Woolley Support, save for the children.
It was a case of Santa Paws rather than Santa Claus when canine companions got the chance to get festive at the Forum. A special Santa's Grotto for Dogs was created outside the Norwich Landmark on Saturday. And that meant four-legged friends and their owners were able to meet the doggy version of Father Christmas and to have their photographs taken with the red-suited hound. Plenty of pet owners embraced the seasonal spirit, with dogs of all shapes and sizes dressed up in Christmassy costumes of their own for their visit to the grotto. There was no charge for the visit, but owners were invited to make a donation to the RSPCA Norwich and Mid Norfolk branch, which helped to arrange the event. The RSPCA branch also offered a Christmas tombola featuring festive gifts for friends and family, be they two or four-legged. Pets as Therapy, which provides a visiting service where animals visit people in hospitals, hospices, nursing and care homes and special needs schools, was also at the event. Tammy Clark, the retail development manager for the RSPCA Norwich and Mid Norfolk branch, said, "It's gone really well. This is the fourth year that we've done it, and there's been some fantastic Christmas costumes on the dogs. People have really entered into the Christmas spirit."
It is common knowledge that Christmas Eve is Santa's busiest day of the year, with presents to deliver across the world. But what few people know is how Norwich Royal Mail Centre lends a hand, processing 1.5 million pieces of post on its busiest day of the year. Following a busy weekend when people begin posting their Christmas cards in order to reach friends and family on time, the centre processes 50% more post on December 13th than any other day in the year, despite processing 1.5 million items compared to the 700,000 pieces of post on an average day, the amount on Monday was still a fraction of the letters and parcels that the centre will see over the Christmas period. Some 27.9 million letters and 5.4 million parcels will pass through the centre's doors between mid-November and the end of December this year.
This Christmas, staff at Shred Station Limited were set to once again raise festive spirits with a show of wonderful Woolley Support for Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day. On Friday, December 16th, the shredding company's workforce, which is based in Rackheath, joined thousands of people in workplaces, schools and homes across the country in donating £2 to rock up to work in their most festive outfits, from elf costumes to two-piece Christmas suits. The celebration has stirred up Christmas cheer in workplaces such as Shred Station for many years. However, the serious and valuable cause of the festivities remains the day's central focus. All money raised through this nationwide parade of winter woolies will go to the Save the Children charity to support its fantastic work in providing care for the world's most vulnerable children. Whether it's aiding the provision of warm clothes for children who will spend winter in a refugee camp, helping buy food for struggling families, or simply setting up safe spaces for children to act like children again, every donation on Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day makes a difference to someone's life.
Three regional charities will be receiving donations of around £2,000 thanks to the Norfolk Chamber of Commerce. The Mancroft Advice Project, the Bread Kitchen and Your Own Place are each the lucky benefactors of the fundraising. The Norfolk Chamber, based in Norwich, has raised funds of almost £6,000 to celebrate its 120th anniversary. The Chamber is working with the Norfolk Community Foundation and is pound for pound matching donations made by the organisation. This campaign comes as part of a wider initiative to help Norfolk's young people. Caroline Williams, Chief Executive of Norfolk Chamber, said, "It was great to meet the people behind all three projects. They brought their work to life and you could clearly see their passion. The Chamber is also passionate about supporting young people to help them develop their talents and achieve aspirations. We look forward to seeing the work of the projects as they progress. Your Own Place is a charity which works to stop unemployed young people becoming homeless. It will be spending the money on providing work tasters for the youngsters it works with. The money will also help fund a skills day in Great Yarmouth. It is one of the initiatives of the Bread Kitchen which aim to help improve the employability skills of young people. The Mancroft Advice Project, MAP, will be spending their money on tailoring and improving their sessions around interview skills and confidence. MAP helps aims to help any youth with a problem.
It was when theme park staff stopped Stephen Little getting on a Harry Potter ride that he realised it was time to tackle his weight problem. Mr. Little, a fishmonger from Norwich, was gutted when he was denied entry to the ride in Orlando, USA, earlier this year because he weighed 21 stone. But since then, the 32-year-old who lives in Old Catton has shed stone after stone thanks to a determined slimming campaign, which has seen him reduce his weight to a healthy 14.5 stone. After being turned down for the Harry Potter ride, Mr. Little joined a Slimming World group. He improved his diet, but was still able to eat the foods he loved, such as steak, burgers and chips. Mr. Little, who works for Cromer-based Gourmet Shellfish, also joined Bannatyne's, his local gym, where he worked out for up to 5 days a week. Now he has abandoned his extra-extra-large tops and his 42-inch waist trousers and said that he feels in the best form of his life. "I've got much more energy," he said. "I used to just work and then not do anything when I got home because I felt like I had no time. But now I feel I have time because I have more energy." Mr. Little is keen to show other people how they can lose weight, and he has become Slimming World's first male consultant in Norwich. His first class starts on January 4th at Wensum Junior School at 7:30 p.m.